You're listening to Vatican Radio.
A new report from the U.S. space agency NASA warns that the effects of the current El Niño weather phenomenon could be as bad as the 1998 one, which was the strongest on record. Some parts of eastern and southern Africa are grappling with their worst droughts in decades, and the humanitarian impact of the current El Niño phenomenon is a source of great concern for aid agencies. Among them is the International Aid and Development Agency, Oxfam. Susie Hodges spoke to Oxfam's Great Britain's humanitarian director, Jane Cockin, about this year's El Niño.
There is no doubt we are extremely concerned about this because although we've been seeing El Niño events for as long as records have begun, this year is definitely a super El Niño, and that means that it's going to have a major impact on millions of people across Central America, large parts of Africa, and parts of Asia and the Pacific as well.
Where do you think the impact will be most acute?
Well, we think that the numbers of people who are going to be affected will be greatest in East Africa and Southern Africa, but there will also be millions of people in places like Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, and in Papua New Guinea and several of the Pacific Islands. They are already experiencing severe droughts as a result of El Niño.
And there's also a risk of food shortages and even famine. I read that Ethiopia, for instance, there's a risk of a looming famine there, isn't there?
Ethiopia is already experiencing a major drought, and the drought itself could be as bad as the one that we saw in 1985, although people's ability to cope with it is definitely better than it was 30 years ago. Already there are an additional 10 million people who are in need of some sort of food aid to see them through the next 6 months or so, because they are already dealing with the impact of two crop failures as a result of the drought.
And how can the international community come together and seek to mitigate, let's say, the effects of this El Niño phenomenon and its impact on humanitarian situations?
Well, if there is any good news in this, this is where the good news is sitting, because in many places the impact of El Niño will not be at its most intense until next February, March, April. And so it's still possible to support people to look after what harvest they've been able to reap, and also to prepare to improve water supplies, improve their livelihoods now, so that the impact of El Niño need not be as catastrophic as it could be. And that's really what we all have to pull together: governments, international agencies like Oxfam, and very importantly, national organisations and communities themselves are working incredibly hard, and we need to just put more effort, more money into this action, so that we're not looking at awful pictures on our screens by the time we get to April.